everybody. This is Harriet Kamak, the whole stuff down to earth, the show in which we talk about the issues that matter. And today I want to talk about patriarchs. That's right. Often referred to as the patriarchy. We're going to talk about the patriarchs, but these patriarchs are specific to the people called Jews and specific to the foundation of the Holy Scriptures and to Christianity. I want to be clear on that. So we're not referring to the social construct of the patriarchy, that what we commonly refer to as the patriarchy, when we are disparaging against how women are treated and perceived in our modern society. We're referring specifically to those folks, those people who are the sons, descendants of Abraham, and for whom, who created the entire Jewish nation. Amen? So we're going to go into it, but we're taking a different look from it today. We're using the perspective of Stephen. Stephen was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ, and who, as you will find out later, was a martyr of the Christian church. And we're going to show you why Stephen is involved in this and how it all comes together. It's so exciting. I'm very excited to share this with you this morning. But this is if your first time watching Down to Earth. My name is Harriet Kamak. I am an author, and I am also the founder of the Exodus Foundation, the organization that we compiled and created to provide relief services to women in our community who are fleeing violence and human trafficking. For more information, you can go to our website, theexodusfoundation.com, and you can find more information about me at harrietkamak.tv. Amen. So thank you so very much for listening and for watching. And let's just dive right into the patriarchs. So today we're using as our scripture base the New Testament. That's right, because the Bible is a compilation of the stories of the previous folks who lived, the ancestors. But it provides us with what? A historical lineage. So it builds upon and builds upon. So nothing is in a silo. It's not isolated. It's not like an isolated text. It is a compilation of stories. So let's go into Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 7. Acts was written by the apostle Paul, who compiled these stories and these written accounts of what took place. So it's like how you and I today, we have our Facebook pages, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not writing books, but we have our Facebook pages. And on our Facebook pages, on our Instagram stories, and on our TikToks, what do? We write the recordings of our lives. So generations from now will be able to read what it was like when we lived. What did we do every day? What was it like a day in the life of? Who were these people? What did they do? How did they achieve their goals? Well, that's what generations from now will be reading our Facebook pages, and they will in fact be surprised. They'll be like, seriously, people really did those things? I'm trying to make fun of it. So now we have the Bible that is telling us what Stephen, the disciple of Christ, what he went through. So turn with me in your Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, of course, you can download it from the App Store or the Google Play Store to your device. And we're turning to Acts chapter 7, and we are going to read from verses 8. And we're reading verses 8 to 9. And here it says that then he, Stephen, gave him the covenant of circumcision. So he, God, gave the covenant of circumcision. We're talking about the patriarchs, so listen carefully. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. Isaac was the second son of Abraham, the son born to Sarah. Remember a few weeks ago we talked about the sons? We talked about from Adam to Abraham. So Abraham begot Isaac, and the covenant of circumcision circumcised him on the eighth day as a sacrifice to God and as a covenant between God and Abraham and the patriarchs and their descendants thereafter. And Isaac begot Jacob. Be careful with that. And Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. And it says in verse 9, this is key, and the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph, who was one of them, their brother. Joseph was one of the patriarchs. So Jacob had 12 sons. Joseph was one of them. So the other 11 patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. but God was with him. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you this day as we gather to read this, that the enlightenment will come upon us, that the people who hear this will come together and recognize the history and will act upon their history and their shared lineage. We thank you right now, O God, for the children in Gaza who right now are being punished. 100 children per day are being killed. We thank you that you lift up the hands of those who are perpetrating this evil of genocide. We thank you right now that you stop genocide in the Ukraine, that you stop genocide in the Sudan, you stop genocide in Yemen, you stop genocide wherever people are being killed just because they exist in their skin and just because they exist as they are. We thank you right now, oh God, as we look through the time and as we look down time. We thank you that you're going to manifest yourself in our country, that you're going to manifest yourself in the people who are calling on your name. There are people right now, Jesus, who are begging you for a house. There are people right now who are begging you for provision, people begging you for healing, oh God. Ring true for them, oh God, and provide and ring that bell of deliverance, Lord God. Deliver your people out of bondage, oh God, from the bondage of addictions and the bondage of everything that keeps us bound to not living a life that is good. Deliver your people from poverty, people who need running water and running water to drink in areas of the world, oh God. Provide, Lord God Almighty, and lift up the hands of the heavy abuser off of women and children. We give you praise right now, oh God, and we thank you to stay in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So what a fascinating story this is about the patriarchs. I found it so fascinating because just a few weeks ago we talked about from Adam to Abraham. And we showed the sons of Adam, excuse me, and how they were dispersed and distributed through the earth, right? We learned then that some of the sons of Adam ended up in Western Europe, as we thought. Some ended up in Africa and in Asia and other parts of what we now geographically and geopolitically refer to as the Middle East. So now we understand, we get an idea then of what God's design was. That God had a system and a plan in mind. And just like everything else, it just takes one person to upset the whole apple cart. It just takes one person to rise up and say, I don't like it. I'm going to do something. I don't like it. And they just become that one person who has to go against everything. And usually those people find foot soldiers. They're always people who were rumbling and who had negative thoughts already. So they hear somebody come up and say, I don't like it, I'm going to do something else. And before you know it, they have a whole movement and an army ready to upset an apple cart because they're not getting their way. Isn't that what we're seeing? So in this story, Stephen, who was a follower of Jesus Christ, he was a disciple. Stephen was being accused of being blasphemous. In those days, God was perceived as being so holy that you should never intimate his name. So why did they kill Jesus Christ? They killed him because he dared to say he was the Son of God. So look at it this way. So Jesus said, I'm the Savior of the world. I come to save you from your sins. And they're like, oh, no, you are not. And they killed him because he said that. Sounds familiar? Okay. So Stephen, who believed in Christ, was still saying the same things that Jesus said. So Stephen, lucky for Stephen, at least Jesus, they brought up Jesus before Herod, who was a Roman. So how was he going to judge the Jewish traditions? I'm just putting things into perspective because now history is giving us a 2020 version. So you know how you see things in 2020? My daughter always says it like this, 2020 hindsight is greater than anything else. Yeah? So now you're looking at it through the lens of history and you're like, I'm not so sure that that was the right way to go about it. I beg to agree with you. Because here is Stephen, who was brought up before the same council to be accused of being blasphemous. And Stephen said, let me take you all the way back to the patriarchs. Stephen said, let me show you where we are coming from and how can you accuse me of saying I'm not a son of God? How can you accuse me of saying that I wasn't worshiping God? He took them through time and he began by reminding them who they are. You see, the people who lived at that time, they had this idea that they were infallible. that there was nothing that they could do that God would judge them about. They were so sure they were chosen by God, just like they are now, that they don't think, they think they can do anything. But God is warning right now. God is saying to them, you better be careful, because I can remove the favor that I have on you. I can forfeit that favor because you are forgetting how you started. Well, how did you start? Let's go back. Abraham begot Isaac. Well, who was Abraham? Abraham came from where? The Ur of the Chaldees in, say the country, Mesopotamia. God pulled him out of the Ur of the Chaldees, showed him that before he got into the land of Canaan, the promised land that they're now claiming is theirs, right? That same Canaan they're now claiming is theirs, right? Well, before God placed them there, he took Abraham out of where? Mesopotamia. So if you look at it and you put it all together, you have to ask yourself, well, who are you really fighting? Because we discovered last week that Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael was his first son. Ishmael is the father of the people of the children in Gaza who are being killed, 100 children per day. So who are we fighting? So why are you fighting? So here is Stephen in the book of Acts 2,000 years ago asking the same question. He said, now you're going to accuse me and you're going to kill me and put me on the chopping block. They literally boiled him in hot oil. They literally boiled him. He was the first martyr of the Christian church. And he was ready to go to death because he knew what he had seen, that Jesus was the Son of God. And for that, they were killing him. I am saying to all of us today, I don't know how this is all going to work out, but I feel like there's going to come a persecution against the Christian church for people like myself who truly believe in what this Bible says. If they killed Stephen 2,000 years ago and Stephen walked with Christ, Stephen saw the miracles. He saw Jesus. He saw the ascension. He saw everything. And they still brought him before the council to kill him. What would they do to us today? Now look at it this way. So Stephen had to say, who are you accusing me? We are the same. I am a descendant, Stephen says, of Abraham. Because my lineage, his lineage, was traced back to the 12 patriarchs. Do you see how the patriarchy can get real, real iffy at times? No wonder the young people today had to create the social construct. Not just the young people, but psychologists and modern sociologists had to create this construct, because sometimes the patriarchy gets a little bit too caught up in themselves and their power, and they forget their origins and forget where they come from. So Stephen dared to remind them, where did you come from? He reminded them that Abraham is the father of the patriarchs. He reminded them that I am a son of the patriarchs, just like you. And Jesus was not wrong in claiming his own lineage, that he came out of the tribe of Judah under King David. Are you seeing what I'm saying? And so God said, the Bible says right here, that one of the patriarchs, so Stephen is drawing, my God, Stephen is drawing the parallels. He reminded them that the same patriarchs sold their own brother Joseph into slavery in Egypt. They did it to Christ. Now they're doing it to him. You have to be careful in our modern time that there are people who claim right now that they are who? That they are servants of Christ. Aren't you seeing them? They call themselves the Christian right. They have weaponized Christianity, weaponized the gospel, weaponized everything around the works of Christ, and now tell the rest of us that you can't say that you're Christian. In fact, in America, to be Christian means you're white. How dare anybody else say that they're Christian? The only people who can be Christian in America say they're white. They have weaponized Christianity. They have forgotten where it all started. They have forgotten how it started, who started it, and what was the purpose of it. So now when people, other people come along and say that they're Christians, they doubt people. And they literally call up people in the councils. How many men and women have been called before the councils in your churches, in your religious institutions, and been discredited, disbarred, and thrown out because they dare to question your authority in disciplining them? That's what Stephen was doing right here. He was questioning the authority of the councils to discipline him. And what did he say? He said, remember who you are. Remember, if that, the friends, I'm saying to you, if they did it to Joseph, his brothers sold him into slavery, into Egypt. Joseph was who? One of the patriarchs. There were 12 patriarchs. As you see here, Jacob had 12 sons, the patriarchs. Look at this. Abraham had Isaac. Isaac had Jacob. Jacob had 12 patriarchs. Joseph was one of the patriarchs. They sold him into slavery. So then, Jesus was not wrong. When Jesus said, you did it to the fathers, you'll do it to me, he knew what he was referencing. They did it to Jesus. Then they did it to Stephen and all the other apostles, because John the Revelator, after they boiled him in oil, they banished him to the Isle of Patmos, and that's where he wrote the book of Revelations. Yeah? No wonder. I mean, if you were boiled in hot oil and came with, I guess you're going to see some stuff, right? I said that to make you laugh, because the seriousness of the subject. And I know in our modern parlance, nobody talks about this from this perspective. They don't even talk about it. You know why they won't talk about it? Because the references and the inferences here, just as Stephen is inferring here, that you did the same thing to Joseph, who was one of the patriarchs, one of the sons of Abraham, and you did it to Jesus, and now you're going to do it to me. We come from the same place. How many times I myself have stood in a church and I have said, we believe in the same God. We believe in the same gospel. And just because I'm a woman, just because I look different, you're going to excoriate me because I say that I believe in something else. I remember years ago when I was about to be ordained as a minister in a church that I was called up before the Council of Men. Now, you and I know that when they have a meeting and you are not in the room, you're on the agenda. Amen? So they called up a council and I had to sit outside while they decided my fate. And they felt pompous and full of themselves and full of their power and their authority that they were apostolic and they had the power. You didn't have any power over me, but God did. But as I sat outside, I remember the Holy, I remember sitting there and I said, Lord God, what is this? And he said, you're experiencing what my son experienced. This is what it is like. The same God we are professing to believe in. You're going to call me there and say, well, she doesn't believe in Jesus only. She believes in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. She should believe in Jesus only. And I said, are you nuts? We're trying to proselytize and bring people into the church, and you're going to fight over some ideological foolishness that is not even scriptural? That's the same thing. I was like, we come from the same place. We are the same skin. We have the same ethnicity. We have the same appearance. We come from the same father. If it is checked back, right back to Adam, checked right back to Ham, checked right back to Shem, checked right back to everybody, and you're going to persecute me. I'm just saying it's the same thing. So now they're trying to bring differences. Do you see now why our differences don't make sense? Do you see now? This is why you have to understand who you are and where you are and where you come from. Because if you don't know who you are, how do you know where you are supposed to go? How do you know how to be? Because you have to remind people sometimes who they are. Sometimes when they call you up before the council and they're going to fire you and they call you into the boardroom and they feel all powerful because they're on the 75th floor. Yeah. And they sit on the board and they're going to show you now how powerful they are. Remind them who they are and where they come from. Remind them that when this company started, you weren't there. Remind them how they got started, where they got started, and what was their purpose. Even if at the end of the day, just like Stephen, they were going to burn him at the stake and put him out, even if that's what they're going to do to you, still humble them and bring them back down. Why? Because at the end of the day, God is still God. The only person who has power over our souls, the only person who is powerful and has all the power is still God. Empires come and go. We live in an empire right now. This is the era of the American empire. Empires typically last 250 years to 500 years. We are approaching our 250th year. So we are halfway through our reign on the earth Amen? Amen. And then another will rise up prior to the American Empire. There were some in Europe. Where are they all now? All running, dashing all over the place as Putin starts marching across Europe to do all kinds of crazy stuff. Do you see what I'm saying? So when it comes down to it, you have to remind people who they are. Maybe the next time they're talking to Putin, they should remind him of where Russia started, that they killed all their czars, and that Stalin and had to rise up, and that the people had no food, and that it was so cold, people had no food. They had to kill animals and wear the coats of animals, wear the skin of animals. Maybe somebody needs to remind him and humble him just a little bit. Just like in America, everybody over here running for presidency. One of the guys who is running for presidency, his father had a brothel. That's how he made money. A whole brothel, you all. He sold women into prostitution. And now his son is running for president and acting like he's all that. Maybe sometimes we need to remind people of who they are. You have the other guy running for president. So the only thing I can see with him is that he keeps talking about how humble his circumstances are and where he comes from. He's so humble. Maybe he gets an idea that he can be brought down to it. Let me explain something to you. At the end of the day, everybody, we all have a destiny. There's one thing we can't escape. The only way out of this planet is going to lay down in a pine box. That's the only way we're all going to get out. None of us, no matter how mighty and powerful we are today, our end can be wrapped up in just a minute. God holds the strings and God holds the keys. When Stephen, the apostle who worked with Christ, when he saw that this was happening to him, he knew that even though he stood before them and reminded them of the patriarchy, reminded them of where they were coming from, he still knew that they were still going to kill him. But he said, let it be written this day that anybody else who comes after me, let them know that they still get up and defend themselves. Let them still talk about it. So I want to ask you this question. Who is your patriarchy? When was the last time your family gathered? Your brothers, your sisters, they all gathered together to judge you. Next time they bring that up at the dinner table, whether it's Thanksgiving or somewhere else, or at the family reunions that we're all going to go to in the summer, start reminding them of where they started, because sometimes we forget who we are. You know, this morning, I had to get dressed to come here, to come do this, right? So while I was getting dressed, I was reminded of my humanity. Yeah? Like everybody else, I have to get up. If I don't shower, if I don't brush my teeth, if I don't put some paint on, I can't look like this. Reminded me of my humility. Do you understand what I'm saying? So as I got dressed, I had to say to myself, thank you, God, for blessing me that I can put it all together and come before you. I humbled myself. I don't take it for granted that where I come from a mighty long way. The people who raised me were humble farmers. They had nothing. They had to scrape together to make a living. It is by the grace of God that we exist today and we were not perished under the harsh sun and under the harsh economic conditions that they lived under. God bless them and bless us to rise up so that we can give our children a better tomorrow and the generation after that. We need to understand where we come from. We need to understand the patriarchs and the patriarchy. We need to make sure we find our imprint in the patriarchy. And the next time they're going to bring you up over some foolishness and some stupidity, rise up and remind them of where they come from. I don't care which boardroom they are. They could be those cats on Wall Street, like I like to call them, the fat cats on Wall Street, who like to proliferate and they proselytize economic capitalism and they act like they're all big. All of us have a date with the man upstairs, with God himself. All of us have a date with the maker. Remind them when they call you up and they want to show you how powerful they are and they want to wield their power. Remind them of where they come from and who they were. You were nothing and here you come. Remind them and bring them down, because we all are facing the same thing. Do you see what I'm saying? Amen? Amen. It is unbelievable that Stephen was standing there. But see, God designed it in a way. There had to be a living witness. There had to be somebody after Christ died who what? Tells the story. So look at it from the perspective that when you walk out of that room, when you walk out of that boardroom, when you walk out of that place, that council of men who think they're so powerful, tell yourself that somebody has to live to tell the story. I told you my own story of how I walked into a council of men and told me that I was not fit to be a minister. Guess why I wasn't fit to be a minister? I was a single woman in the church with children. I was not the only single woman in the church with children. They just didn't like me. And because they didn't like me, a council of men got together. It so bothered the pastor that the pastor had to come and tell me. He said, just work with it and go through it. I beg of you, just go through it. Because you know what he saw? What did he see? He saw what God saw, that this day would come and I would be what? Giving the witness. And if I can tell the story, then just maybe God will have mercy on him, but not so much the others. You have to be careful when you think you're powerful. You have to be careful. Maybe they should have sat there and asked themselves, how did they get there? How did you get to be the council of people who decide people's fates? Who put you there? Where did you come from? Where did you get that power from? Maybe if you ask yourself that, where did it come from? Because you see what happened here? Stephen, imagine now, Stephen didn't have the benefit of what I have today, that I could go do research on who the patriarchs were. That was living memory. It was just passed down from generation to generation. He didn't have an easel and a poster board and markers to go take into the council. He had to recite it from memory that Abraham begot Isaac and Isaac begot Jacob and begot the 12 patriarchs from whom all of us in this room are descended. But you're still killing me. Because you think I blaspheme. Are you God? Did God appoint you as the council? That was a question I asked people. Are you God? Did God appoint you as the council? So I want to pray with you. I feel like there's somebody for whom this is important. I feel like there's somebody for whom this resonates with. I feel like it is you. You're going to be in a council. They're going to call you up and ask you some questions. You need to ask them, are you God? We all have the shared history. So now, we who believe in Christ, Abraham is the father of the faith. Jesus said it like this. He said, we have become heirs and joint heirs to the promises made to Abraham by our faith in Jesus Christ. So when they come at you and they start asking you, this is what you ask them. I am an heir and a successor to the promises made to Abraham because of my faith in Jesus Christ. So let me pray for the next few seconds. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now that you dissolve this crisis, dissolve the situation that my brother, my sister has found themselves in, that you bring them out of it and you lift off the heavy burden as you bring clarity to people's lives. May you be a healer and a provider and a protector to all those who believe and call on your name. And we pray for the children in Gaza. In Jesus' name, everybody says, amen. Be blessed.